started in the late 1990s. I was originally looking at some Red Hen rail cars, which I'd bought from TransAdelaide, and standardising them to get a tourist service between Adelaide and Murray Bridge running. Then a couple of friends said that they'd come in and join us if I got rid of the rail cars and went to locomotive hauled carriages. And that was the start of Australian Locomotive and Railway Carriage Co.
From that point, obviously, it was all about acquiring carriages initially, was it?
Yeah, we were lucky because at that point, with the sell-off of Australian National, all the surplus passenger cars that were stored around the place were all being disposed of by Genesee and Wyoming, who'd taken over the Australian National franchise at that time, and a couple of cars from Great Southern, as well as some from other groups that were surplus to their requirements. Primarily, the first part was to restore the carriages to get them up to mainline standard or back to mainline standard, which was what was done. And the initial operation was done under the umbrella of West Coast Railway from Victoria.
Did you ever get to run any tourist trains?
With West Coast, we ran the Millennium Special, which was bringing a whole pile of school kids from Port Pirie down to Keswick for the Millennium Mass. We then ran a Broken Hill race train, and we also leased cars out to the National Rail Museum to operate a Gladstone Special.
You've obviously acquired quite a collection of carriages, haven't you?
Probably, I think we've got about 22 at the moment, but we have had a lot more. But other than the initial loans that we took out to set the company up, we've done a lot of dealing in carriages to buy and sell for on sale, for conversion to crew car and that sort of thing. And all that money has been ploughed back into the refurbishment of the locos and carriages.
Yet despite all that work you've put in, the carriages and the locos have been hit really hard by graffiti vandals, haven't they?
They certainly have, and that's probably the final straw. We've got to reassess our position. There's probably conservatively $200,000 worth of repainting required because of what's been done, and the odd occasional outright vandalism, broken windows, another $3,000-$5,000, all adds up when you've got a limited budget to get the locomotive going, and then you sit back and you have a look and, well, there's no money left to do the carriages, or there is, but do we spend it if we're going to keep paying for someone's pastimes?
On the outside, they look a mess, and they have been wrecked, but inside, particularly like in carriages like this one, they're almost in original condition. They look great.
We've been lucky in that respect because only a couple of the cars have ever been vandalised internally. It's mainly external damage and broken windows, which, if left, the water gets in, but that's not done. They're sealed off again. But, basically, like the carriage we're in at the moment, this BA sitting car was actually in use by Great Southern on the GAN services still before it was pensioned off in the late 1990s. So it was in basically operational condition, and it's been kept that way.
They're called second-class carriages, but they're pretty flash for second-class, aren't they?
They certainly are. They're recognised in certain areas as probably better than first-class anywhere else in Australia. Just the room and the ambience in the carriage is unbelievable.
One of the unique features of these cars, though, would have to be the ladies' powder room. Can we go and have a look at that?
Certainly can. It would have to be the largest ladies' powder room. It probably takes up about seats for four or six people if you had seats in the area.
I've been inside a lot of train toilets, but this is the most spacious I've ever seen.
Two shower toilet cubicles plus a ladies' waiting room where you could probably get five couples dancing just with the room. Two wash basins, two seats and a mirror, a seat and a table with lights, mirrors everywhere, big mirrors, little mirrors. It's no wonder the ladies get lost in the powder room for quite a while.
Steve, we've just walked through to another carriage, and this is one of the interstate ones you've got here.
Yeah, this is a ex-New South Wales country passenger car. It's a SDS class. They were used on the regional passenger services in New South Wales. This one actually came from Northern Rivers Railroad, which was a tourist train operator in the Northern Rivers area of New South Wales.
Well, Steve, this is a different looking carriage again.
Yeah, this is classified as a BRF. It's second class Wegman lounge car. The Wegman cars were all German-built carriages for the Commonwealth Railways after World War II. And they had a luxurious two-compartment lounge plus the sleeping compartments in the carriage.
As we move through the carriage, we come into the compartment area.
Yeah, the compartments had four bunks in each compartment. We're not utilising the sleeping facility. All the bunks are locked off and it's just used as a compartment sitting car, which will sit about eight people in each compartment. The interior on this is still the natural oiled timber. There's no varnish on it anywhere. It's all just naturally oiled timber.
Steve, it feels a bit like walking around a railway graveyard a bit though here.
Yeah, it's starting to gain that appearance, mainly because of the vandalism and everything, you know, getting visually impaired. There are things like the Pullman car, which was one of only three to come into the state from America. It came in as a sitter. There was Mount Lofty and Masseton as sitters and the Adelaide dining car. The Adelaide dining car is in the National Rail Museum at Port Adelaide. Masseton we on-sold to some interest in Victoria some years ago, and they've done a substantial restoration job to that.
Apart from the more than 20 railway carriages you've got, you also acquired two locomotives?
Yeah, we've got two locomotives and a rail shunting tractor. The locomotive's two 900-class English Electrics built at Islington Railway Workshops in Adelaide. They came from Steam Ranger some years ago.
Their class of locomotive had an important part to play in railway history too, didn't they?
Certainly did. The 900-class South Australian Railways locos were the first mainline class of diesel electrics in Australia.
Let's go and have a look at 909. You've done a fair bit of work to this loco?
Yes, certainly. It hasn't been a cheap job from buying it, getting it transported here. All the work on the traction motors and the gauge conversion on the bogies, you certainly wouldn't get any change out of $200,000 for what's gone into it so far.
How far away is it from being operational?
Frustratingly close. It needs paint once you get the graffiti off the undercoat again. It needs to be lifted onto the bogies and all the electricals hooked up and then the engine run up and serviced, because it hasn't been serviced. It's been sitting for a few years, so it needs to be given a general service.
We can go into the cabin. It's all still pretty much set up for a driver to take over, isn't it, really?
It certainly is. All the brake gear has been reconditioned for it to bring it up to current standard. The windows, all the bulletproof windows are there, they're just not fitted at the moment.
Overall, Steve, have you had much interest from people in either acquiring the carriages or the two locos?
Individually, I suppose better not call them tyre kickers, but...
I know what you mean.
Yeah, there's been interest expressed in certain of the vehicles, but overall, mind you, expressions of interest don't close till the end of November, so until that point we really don't know what interest there is.
I believe there's a bit of a shortage of locomotives though at the moment. Have you had many inquiries about the locos?
No, and the issue there with the older heritage locomotive, you don't want to break them in normal freight work because you either can't or it's too expensive to get the spare parts for them.
What about the future of your tourist railway dream?
That's a little bit up in the air at the moment, putting it mildly. The other directors are, or one of the other directors is more than a little bit peeved over the continued vandalism and graffiti, and has passed the comment about getting a major scrap company in just to scrap the whole lot. That's not the preferred option, shall we say.
Are you disappointed your dream to run a tourist railway didn't come true?
At this point, it would be nice if we had, but there's still a possibility. We'll just have to wait and see what happens.